Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. We're speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. Welcome back to the show, Larry.
Hi, Jim.
Larry, you put out a news release this week. What was in it?
Well, it was the granting of the Japanese patent for our process. And that's another milestone for us. You know, we've got South Korea and Japan, two of the biggest battery manufacturers in the world, that we now are patented in their country. And I can't stress how important these patents are to a company that wants to see growth. And we want to see growth. So, you know, I couldn't be happier. We're still waiting on China and Australia and Canada and India. But it takes time. And, you know, you have to go through the loops, and eventually you'll get your patents. Now, it's been an exciting week. I mean, you know, the stock moved up considerably during the week, and since August 23rd, it moved from about 92 cents up to as high as $1.49, and that has to be a good clip for anybody. Anybody buying the dips would certainly be happy, and, you know, I can't stress that enough, that you should buy the dips, because certainly the predators are selling the highs, and they're trying to beat you to the punch on buying the dips, because they're covering off their profitable trade at a higher price when they shorted it. So, yeah, we've got to continue buying the dips. Now, that covers off the first part of my podcast, and I'd like to talk a little bit about the market run-up yesterday. And up 11 cents, certainly they're beating it back today. But what I'd like to remark about that market is I haven't seen that type of trading in AME for, God, over a decade. And, you know, because it looked like there was very little predator involvement in the trading, and it was trading on its own merit, and it just coming in and moving it gradually up, and so we had a nice run up yesterday. So, but that's, if anybody remembers that trade, look at that, mark it in your memory, because you don't see that very often. You don't see a market trading under its own volition, for, you know, what it's got, what it's worth, everything else. That's the way it used to be back in the day, and, you know, you could see that good news would bring out that type of buying, and it was a continuous thing. You got used to it, but now you rarely see it, and that's the first time I've seen it, and I watched AME's trading every day. So I just like to say, hey, guys, we had a normal trading day once in the last 10 years, so... Just recall that trading and think that, God, I'd like to see that more in the future, which we will. The thing that we're going through right now is a tremendous lithium bull market. And, you know, that's the type of bull market you see in gold, you see in silver, you see in copper, you see in all the companies that are invested or exploring for commodities. And but lithium is at the top of the list. It's and remember that the tide floats all ships, and right now the tide is positive, and so all the ships are going up. And that brings me to a situation. We're not considered a miner in lithium or anything like that, but we are. We recover close to 100% of all the lithium. And if you go to our site, to our PowerPoint, you'll see a lithium-ion battery manufacturing and scrap. And you'll see that if things continue the way they are by 2025, that it's probably going to be about 80 gigawatts of scrap lithium-ion batteries to recycle. This is the same size as the world's entire lithium ion supply in 2017, and it equates to 64,000 tonnes of lithium chemical. Now, that would take 3 to 4 mines to produce that, but this will be coming free as 10% of the batteries are scrapped each year. So, you know, we could be a very large contributor to the lithium and actually help stem bringing in more problematic lithium mines into production. So, and that also equates to 96,000 tonnes of graphite, 45,000 tonnes of nickel, 18,000 tonnes of cobalt, and 22,000 tonnes of manganese. And when you stop and you think about that, it's we're not saying we're getting all that production, but you know, for certain we should get the lion's share, because we can get 100% of it back, and are close to 100%. I shouldn't say 100%. There's no such thing as 100%. It's close to 100%, and that's about as close as you can get. So we couldn't be happier. Today's not a cheerful day, but it's not a day where everything implodes. It's just another day dealing with the predators. And the only thing I'm going to say about that, the reason I talk about them, is because nobody else is talking about them. And believe it, guys, these guys are eating your friggin' lunch every goddamn day. And, you know, they don't care. So all they want to do is make money. They want to see the company go busto, and they can take all the shekels off the table, and those are your shekels. So, you know, we try as management in here to bring people's attention to the predator trading. Why? The more people that know about it, the less effect they have, and eventually they will change the rules. If you're wondering why the rules haven't been changed, nobody's saying anything. And it's been going on for 10 years, and it's got to end here soon. There's a lot of publicity around it now. So, you know, there's probably hardly a podcast that doesn't go through that I don't talk about predator trading. If it wasn't for discovering this this anomaly in the market back in 2012-13, I don't think I could have gotten the company out of the hole it was in. It owed $1 million. It hadn't had a salaried staff for close to 5 years. And it was running out of my pocket, which was breaking me. And finally we got the break we needed when we did our proof of concept work, and we've never looked back. Thank you for recycling of lithium-ion batteries, is all I can say. Hey, I think we got a great future, and we just have to stay the way. And there's all kinds of people that try to distract you and get you off course. I'm talking about management, in particular myself. And, you know, they come up with all kinds of crappy things that, you know, like one of them is, how come you haven't closed on any deal yet? Well, maybe the product is not ready to be closed on, or not at least in favorable terms. We've had a couple of stabs at it, and they were not favorable to the company, and I felt that the company was worth a lot more than that they were actually going to give us. So, yeah, it'll happen when it happens, and remember, you know, we're not sitting on our hands waiting for a large deal to happen. We've got a prospectus in the works for $25 million, and, you know, that will get us our first plant. And, you know, so why sit down on your hands here and say, I'm waiting for somebody to phone and tell me they want to do a joint venture? Well, I think it's more like at the end of the day when we get that plant running, that there will probably be a bit of a battle to take over the company, because, you know, it's been a lot of hard work and a lot of money has gone into developing this product. And there's some companies that are large enough that they could buy us out of their chump change. So, Yeah, I think that we've got nothing but a great future, and I wish you all a great weekend. This is a long weekend, and Monday's a holiday, so I'm going to enjoy it, so you enjoy it too.
Larry, for people new to American Manganese, what's the company all about?
American Manganese is a critical metals company that has developed a process for treating low grades of manganese back in 2008 to 2012. And we actually did the pre-feasibility work to put a big project at the Tilbury Peak in Arizona into production. But the price was falling so rapidly that the by the time the pre-feasibility study was finished, and that was about a $2.5 billion study, so, you know, you hate to see that get flushed down the toilet. But truth of the matter is, it would have taken about 11 years to pay it back, and that's a no-go. And so it was on the shelf, and we breathed new life into it with the proof of concept work we did in 2016. And now we're here where we are today, and we're back working on manganese with the Department of Defense or the Defense Logistics Agency. So, you know, we're progressing. We've got a lot of things happening. I'll be updating what's happening on our copper gold properties up north, and our we also have a niobium property. And but I'll be updating on the copper gold for sure. It's not looking like we're going to get the permits from the Department of Mines in time to do any work this year. But we are doing IP work, and that'll be forthcoming. Now, you can find anything you want. As a matter of fact, that those numbers I gave you on the lithium are on our site in one of our PowerPoints, and but you can go to our site, AmericanManganeseInc.com, or you can phone the company here at 778-574-4444. You can email me at LREAUGH@AMYMN.com. And we trade on the Toronto Venture Exchange under the symbol AMY. We trade on the USQB under the symbol AMYZF, and we trade in Frankfurt under the symbol 2AM.
Larry, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on September 3rd.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.